Amen. If you will, take your Bibles, turn with 1 Kings chapter number 17, very familiar scripture. I know I've been here several times just in the short time that I've been here at Fellowship, and I just want to share some scripture with you tonight and a few thoughts. If you ask you to be much in prayer as we get into the scripture, sometimes it's hard to know exactly which way that God wants us to go, even I feel sure this is where we're supposed to be tonight, you know. I believe it was last Wednesday night we talked about sowing seed, and then tonight we're going to look at a little different topic altogether. But let's go to 1 Kings chapter number 17, verse number 1. The Bible says, "And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, As the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word." Now, we know in 1 Kings chapter number 17 that as Elijah has this prophecy, as Elijah declares that there's not going to be rain or dew until he says that there is going to be, we know that this was a punishment that God was bringing against the nation for their idolatry. We know that God has sent Elijah to declare this, to declare that there is going to be a time period where there's not going to be rain, when there's not going to be any dew or anything else until that God gives the word to Elijah again. And we do know that in this particular scripture that God is stunning the nation and because of their idolatry. What we see here is now that Elijah has made this prophecy, as Elijah has went and told Ahab. Ahab was a very powerful man, and as Elijah has went and told Ahab that there's not going to be any more rain, that there's going to be a drought, that as Elijah went and proclaimed this, even though Elijah didn't cause this, but this word was coming from God, that Elijah's life now may be in danger. Because he is the one that went to Ahab and said, look, I'm going to tell you right now as a prophet of God that I'm going to let you know that until my word, until I say, and I'm going to get my word from God, but until I say there's not going to be any more rain, we know that at this point in time that Elijah's life could have been in danger, that Ahab probably was very unhappy. Elijah was not the most popular man. He was probably very known for this prophecy, but not the most popular or well-liked man at this point in time in 1 Kings chapter number 17. Now, as we begin to read this, I know where your mind is already going, and you're probably knowing the direction that I'm going with the scripture tonight, but, you know, there's been several people and several things and several post or whatever you as you look on Facebook and about people talking about our nation being punished, and what we're going through right now is that our nation is being punished. And I've had people even ask me, do you think that our nation is being punished? Do you think this is a plague? Do you think this is a pestilence that God has sent to our nation to punish our nation? I'm going to give you my answer tonight, and here is my answer. I have no idea. I don't know whether this is God punishing our nation or not. I don't know that this is a pestilence that God has sent to us, because for one thing's for sure, the Bible teaches me that my ways are not God's ways and my thoughts are not God's thoughts. And for me to stand here and declare what God is doing would be a huge mistake. For me to stand here tonight and say, well, I know what God is doing, and I'm going to tell you what God's doing, and this is what, I can't do that tonight, because my ways are not God's ways, and my thoughts are not God's thoughts. What I can tell you tonight is as we look at what we're going through, and as we look back through God's word, the different times that the nation Israel maybe went through some things because God was getting their attention, that we as a nation deserve God's punishment. I don't know that this is God. I'm not saying that that's what's happening. I'm not saying that that's what this is. But I'm saying that if that is what is going on, that we as a nation deserve that. We've turned our back on him. We have created all kinds of idols in our lives. Here in 1 Kings chapter number 17, this nation was being punished for idolatry. The rain was going to be withheld from them. It was going to completely stun their nation, and it was because of idolatry. And we have created all kinds of idols in our life. There's all kinds of things that have, and you say, well, preacher, not me. I'm talking about our nation as a whole. I'm talking about when you look across the whole population, that we look and we can see that there have been many idols that have been created in our lives. I don't have time to go through all the idols that could possibly be in your life or my life or in anybody else's life. But anything that comes before God has become an idol in our life. And as we look tonight there, we know that we as a nation, we have made some decisions that show we've turned our back on Him. We have made some decisions that show that there are all kinds of idols in our lives. We know that we have allowed sin to become a normal way of life in our nation. Again, I don't know that God is punishing our nation. I don't know that this has been sent as a message from God. But what I can say is that if it is, it's not undeserving. We also now know that we have come to a place that we allow women, you know, women, the ladies take a lot of rap for this, but we have allowed women and their partners to come to the place to where they're no longer held accountable for taking a life. We've come to a place in our nation that we say, oh, well, you're no longer going to be accountable for that. If you want to make a decision and you want to end the life, you're not going to be held accountable for that. I agree that women should have a choice whether to bring a life into this world or not. Hang with me just a minute. But that choice is made before conception, not after. So as we look tonight, we can see that there's a lot of different things that we have done. We have done a lot of things that have destroyed God's principles and God's orders in our nation. And we've done a lot of things that are against God's word. I have no earthly idea, even with saying all of that, whether God is trying to get our attention. I have no idea whether God has disciplined us. And if someone says that they do know that, I want the number that they called to get that answer, because I want to call it and hear it for myself. I do know that we have done things that deserve that. I know that through this, that God has shown us that He can put the brakes on us at any time He wants to. We were talking just this morning, actually. We were talking, and I'll talk about something that, you know, my family is really involved in, and that's sports. And we were talking about Wednesday night is how the conversation began and how that we don't even hold Wednesday night as important anymore. It's not important to be in God's house on Wednesday night anymore. And I realized that in middle school. I wanted to go out for the football team. You know, this was probably God's grace on my life, because if I had made the football team, I probably would have got squashed is probably what would have happened, because I was a little bitty fella. But I wanted to play football, and I went to the coaches meeting for football, and when they got up and they said, all the games are going to be on Wednesday night, I had to get up and walk out. Well, because I didn't want to play games on Wednesday night, but I knew Daddy wasn't going to let me play games on Wednesday night. Wednesday night was just as important as Sunday morning. On Sunday mornings when I go by so-and-so school, he said, the parking lot's always full. He said, they must play ball there every Sunday morning. And I said, well, I bet this Sunday morning there's no ball going on there. And you know, my family, we all play ball. We love it. And there have been times that my kids have played ball on Sunday morning. But what I'm just saying is that we have seen through this that God can put the brakes on us at any time. We have seen that it doesn't matter what race you are, what background you have, what your financial capabilities are, that we have even seen through this that people without Christ are selfish and wicked. We have been able to see that. But I'm thankful tonight that whether God is trying to get our attention, whether it's discipline, whether it's not, I'm still thankful that I know who I can put my trust in, and that is God. No doubt in my mind that He has got this in His hands, that if He knew before the foundations of the world that Jesus Christ would need to come and give His life for me, a sinner, if God knew that before the foundations of the world, He knew what was going to happen in 2020. He knew what was coming our way. And I still believe with all my heart that He is in control and that He has every bit of this under His control. But as we look at this, you know, you hear so much of this and that and back and forth. But I want us to continue reading, because we do know in 1 Kings chapter number 17 that it was a nation that God was stunning because of idolatry. And I know that probably even some people tonight that are listening to our Facebook, our live broadcast, that maybe you're struggling whether or not you should be in church. You're struggling, am I showing a weakness of faith? You're struggling, hey, I know that God's got this, and I want to tell everybody that I know that God's got this, and here I am at home, am I showing weakness? You may be one of the ones that you have an opportunity to work from home, and you've told everybody that you work with, hey, I know that God's got his hand on us, I know that God's bigger than this thing that's going on, and now they've come to you and said, you have an opportunity to work from home. Do you want to go home and work? Well, am I going to show a lack of faith if I go home and work? Let's continue reading here in 1 Kings chapter number 17. Maybe I'm going to try to encourage us a little bit tonight. Verse number 2, and the Bible says, and the word of the Lord came unto him saying, right after Elijah went and told Ahab, there's not going to be any rain. I want you to look what he said. And the word of the Lord came unto him saying, get thee hence and turn thee eastward and hide thyself by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee. So he went and did according to the word of the Lord, for he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. I want you to see that as maybe Elijah's life might have been in danger here, that Elijah had went and he had prophesied and said exactly what God had told him. I want you to see what God told him. Now God said, now look, I'm going to protect you. God said, now I'm going to take care of you. God said, I'm going to provide you. Even though there's going to be a lot of bad things going on, I'm going to have my protection on you. So Elijah, what I want you to do is I want you to go down by the brook Cherith. I want you to go down there and I want you to hide. Look, that's what the word of God says. He says, I want you to go down and hide thyself by the brook Cherith. He said, I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to provide you safety, and there is nothing wrong. You know, we all have the Holy Spirit on the inside of us that leads us and guides us and directs us. And I know there have been people that would say, well, I think you ought to go on to church or you're showing a lack of faith. So you think Elijah was showing a lack of faith when God told him to go hide? I don't. God's word's perfect. God's instructions are perfect. What I think is that we all have the Holy Spirit living on the inside of us. And we need to make decisions at this time that we feel that glorifies God, that acts absolutely, that we're following God with our lives, that we're following God with our decisions. And just because you may feel uneasy about being at church, just because you may feel uneasy about being in a crowd, doesn't mean that you don't think God's got this thing. Not at all. He told Elijah, go hide. He said, your life's in danger. I want you to go down by the brook Cherith, and I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to sustain thee. Man, every time I say that word sustain, I can't help but thinking about that sustaining, amazing grace of God. And even through this, God's going to sustain us. Man, I miss being in church so bad. I miss being with like-minded people. I miss being, you know, in a service where God's Holy Spirit is moving with us. I'm going to tell you something. It's not the same standing here preaching to 6 or 7 people in that little black camera right there. It's not the same. But can I tell you this, that even Sunday morning while I was here preaching to 6 or 7 people in that little black camera right there, that I could feel the presence of God. I could tell that God was here with us. I could tell that God was moving here with us. I'm thankful that, you know, we try to put restrictions on God and say, well, if we don't do this, then we're not showing faith in God. And if we're not doing that, we're not. Man, just listen to God in your life. God will never lead you wrong. I wish God's voice was a little bit audible sometimes as we're trying to make some of the decisions that we've had to make in the past week or so. And as we continue to make some decisions in the coming weeks about what to do with church services and different things. I wish that I had that hotline I was talking about a minute ago, and I said, hey, God, what do you want to do? I wished I had that, but I don't. But I tell you what, we all have the Holy Spirit on the inside of us that can lead us and guide us. What I want to ask you to do is let God lead your life. Let God direct your life. Let God help you to make your decisions. And don't worry about pleasing anyone else. Because if we get to the place that we're worried about pleasing someone else, if we get to the place that we're worried about what somebody else may think of us, if we get to the place that we're going to do something just because we don't want someone to think something, I tell you what, we need to care about more about what God wants for us and what God thinks of us. way more than what this person or that person or that person over there thinks about what we're doing and what God is instructing us to do. See, even though, if you keep reading, I ain't got time to get into it all. But we know in a couple of chapters that God's going to use Elijah to go back to Ahab and say, hey, I see a cloud the size of a man's hand. And there was an abundance of rain in that. We know that even a little later in the scripture that he's going to challenge 450 prophets of Baal. And he's going to call fire from the sky. Now, if Elijah had not done what God told him to do and went and hid by the brook Cherith, Elijah might have been dead. Now, wait a minute, preacher. You don't think God was able to protect him even if he didn't go hide? Sure, I do. But God told him to go hide. He said, I'm going to provide for you there. And he done what God showed him to do. And then right after he went and hid there at the brook Cherith, and the ravens brought him some food, and the brook was there for him to get water from, when the brook dried up in verse number 7, we continue right on into verse number 8, and we know how that the widow was prepared there to sustain him. How he went there and he stayed with that widow, and how the barrel of meal wasted not, and neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. See, as we go through this time, don't let people shake your faith. Don't let this virus or whatever it is, don't let it shake your faith for sure. But even, let me go ahead and say this. Even during this, if there's a time of anxiety, if there is a time of uncertainty in your life, don't let the devil come to you and beat you up and say, see, you don't even trust God. Now, if we get to the place that we're just all worried and terrified and we're just worried more about this temporary home that we're in than we are knowing that God's already provided our eternal home, then we might need to do some checking in. But there might be a time that you go, you know what, I'm uncertain about this. I'm a little bit anxious about this. I'll tell you what, do. Instead of listening to the devil and getting your faith kind of shaken, run somewhere and talk to your Heavenly Father and say, look, God, you know, so there's no reason for me to even try to hide this from you. But God, I just want you to work and give me peace and give me comfort, give me wisdom as we go through this. We know that Elijah was told to run and hide. I'm not saying that we run and hide. Y'all, if you listen to the live feed on Sunday morning, you'll know that, and I'll say it again, that if I felt like them telling us not to come here and worship was an attack on our religious freedom, if it was to say, we don't want you worshiping God, we don't want you praying to God, we don't want you talking about God, then we don't need to comply. That's when it's time to put our money where our mouth is and say, God, we trust you. And we're going to continue to worship you. See, there were people in the Bible, the three Hebrew children, that had that kind of decision to make. But that's not where we're at right now. I don't think, until I see different. But with some of the things that we're doing right now, don't listen. Don't listen to what others say. You listen to what God tells you to do. And listen to how God instructs you. Take a little extra time. Spend a little more personal time. Hey, I'm going to go ahead and say this. I love sports. I love watching my kids play sports. It's actually been kind of nice to go home and eat supper at the table and talk to one another and see the girls playing together and those kinds of things instead of run, 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 run. It's been kind of nice. Now, don't get me wrong. When all this is said and done, we'll probably go right back to run, 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 run. But it's been kind of nice to have that. But as we go through this and whatever comes in the days to come, don't let you listen. The Bible tells us that the devil is as a roaring lion. So when you hear that roar that's trying to guide your life, try to dismiss the roar and listen for that small, still voice. That's the one we need to follow. Church, it is so good to be with y'all tonight. I have no doubt that we haven't really talked about it yet, but I have no doubt that we'll probably be live streaming again Sunday. We won't be meeting here at the church. I hope I'm not overstepping my bounds by going ahead and saying that, but I'm sure we'll be doing the live feed again Sunday morning. I ask you to be praying about that, but even in all that, again, just be real careful. This is not a time for Christian people to be passing judgment on one another, pointing fingers at one another. Man, this is the time for us to come together, pray. I don't know about y'all, but I can worship God. Look, when things come back to normal, I don't want you to come back and saying, "Preacher, you said we don't have to be at church to worship God." Because I'm going to say, yeah, you need to be at church. You need to be here drawing strength from other Christians. But if we're not at church, you can still worship God. You can still seek God. You can still spend time with God. You're going to have to put a little more effort into it, but we can still do that. And then when it all comes back to normal, we'll be right back here like we're supposed to be. But why it's not, we have no time for finger pointing. We have no time to combat one another. I'll tell you what we need to do. We need to spend this time seeking God in our lives for one another, for our nation, most of all for the lost. And you say, well, preacher, you said you don't know if this is the God disciplining us or not, and we don't know if it's the end of things or not. Wait, listen, there are people slipping out into eternity every day. Every day. There are people standing before God that was not ready to stand before God. That's what our focus needs to be. No matter what the situation is everywhere else, our focus needs to be on winning lost souls to come to know Jesus Christ. Church, is good to be with you tonight. I'm so thankful that we had the opportunity to. So we go through the days, be safe, follow God in your life. Don't listen to the roar, but follow the small, still voice. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for all your many blessings. And God, I pray that you'll help us, God, in everything that we do, that we'll always follow you and your leadership. And God, I really don't know what's going on right now. God, I don't know if you're trying to get our attention or not. God, I don't know if it's discipline or not. God, my ways are not your ways, and my thoughts are not yours. But I pray that either way that you'll use this, that you'll be glorified, that you'll be lifted up, that we as Christians will look to you the way that we should have been all along, and that we'll use this time to help to point others to the cross of Christ. God, we thank you and we praise you and we pray for all of our leadership in so many different aspects of our life, that you'll just speak to those people, help us to know how to lead. And God, we pray again for the lost that's in our families, for our friends that are lost. Help them see a need for Jesus Christ. And it's his name we pray. Amen.